Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons, send us some feedback. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Also, stick around tonight, 7 p.m. here on WILS. We will be broadcasting the State of the State address by Governor Rick Snyder. So, okay, if you tried to do some Googling today or you went to Wikipedia, you discovered that they were blacked out today. They were among many sites that were protesting a pair of bills that are now before Congress that are aimed at curbing piracy on the internet, with some groups saying that the measure being considered could devastate the technology sector. To explain just what is so harmful about the pending legislation, I'm joined by Maura Corbett. She's a spokesperson for Net Coalition, which represents leading global internet and technology companies, including Google, Yahoo, Amazon, eBay, and Wikipedia. Maura, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what is the problem here? We know there is vast piracy occurring all over the internet, maybe there should be some action taken against it. But what is it that is so problematic about these two bills?
Absolutely, there should be something done about it. And I think that's one of the most important things. And one thing that we all agree on in this debate is the technology community and the content community both agree that the piracy, particularly the piracy conducted by foreign rogue websites, as they're called, because there's already a law that governs U.S. websites called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. There has not been any legislation to go after these foreign sites. And while we all agree that we need to address that, there is the differences arise where we feel that the twin bills are kind of akin to going after a bug with a sledgehammer.
So what exactly would be the impact and effect of these bills?
It's sort of a study in unintended consequences. It would give the government and private companies unprecedented power to take down websites almost under a presumed guilty standard instead of a presumed innocent. That merely a whiff of infringement could, you know, if you've got a link to something that in your own personal website that somebody could say is infringing, even a private company, your whole website could be taken down.
I see. And
so that has implications for small businesses who can't afford lawyers to fight frivolous lawsuits, to, you know, users who are trying to get, you know, word out about, you know, social and democratic causes. I mean, you can kind of go on and on. It's a slippery slope.
Well, how would major websites like Google and Wikipedia, how would they be affected?
Well, it really sort of opens the floodgates. Google already has, you know, a lot of people and spends, I think, upward of $60 million a year working with the content community under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that I think it can respond now to a notice of infringement within 6 hours, which is amazing if you consider that 48 hours of content is loaded up to YouTube, I think every hour. It's some unbelievable number. But today was really not about the big companies. Yes, you saw Google with the black censorship doodle. You saw Wikipedia go down. But more than that, you saw well over 7,000. We can't even keep track anymore. Small businesses, individual users. You know, on the internet, everybody's a content creator. Artists, you know, people from all walks of life on the internet saying, no, we don't agree. It's not worth throwing the internet out with the bathwater.
News Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch got on Twitter
Has not been shy today.
Well, he's very upset. In fact, he said that piracy leader is Google, and it streams movies free, sells advertisements around it. There's no wonder that they're now pouring millions into lobbying. Is he not right, though, that this is an ongoing issue that's not really being addressed at all?
No, he's not right. This is being addressed, and there's a law, you know, just as I said, there are companies like Google spending tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars a year to comply under the DMCA. This is about foreign sites, and the technology community has been working for months to try to come to a reasonable and meaningful solution, and it's just fallen on deaf ears. And today the internet took it into its own hands.
I'm talking to Maura Corbett. She's a spokesperson for Net Coalition, which represents leading global internet and technology companies. So, Maura, is there really any way to stop piracy by the nature of the internet, the fact that it is so interconnected and that information can move so quickly?
It's a really, really good question, and one I appreciate, because piracy is sort of no different than the war on drugs. It exists online and offline, and nobody likes it. But you do sort of get into a game of whack-a-mole. You know, you eradicate it in one area and it pops up in another. So we're never going to rid the internet of piracy, just like we can't rid the physical world of piracy. But you can take targeted approaches, like Daryl Issa and Ron Wyden have introduced, called the Open Act, which is more of a follow-the-money solution, which has worked very well with offshore internet gambling. You know, you just cut off the money to these guys, and which is, you know, what they're in business to do, which is a far more surgical and effective approach than sort of this broad brush, let's sweep everything under, approach that PIPA and SOPA have.
If we're talking about foreign sites, obviously that's beyond the ability of U.S. officials to touch them. Would it basically involve blocking our ability to access those sites?
Or it gets complicated because it does sweep in U.S. sites, you know, eBay, Amazon, you know, a lot of these companies have foreign websites. So it's, you know, eBay.UK or whatever that can be swept in under this. So it's, you know, American users overseas trying to access, vice versa. It gets very complicated because, as you said, the interconnectivity of the internet itself. But I will tell you, you know, it's a good day for Michigan because five members of the House from Michigan announced that they do not support either one of these bills today.
The White House, right. In fact, the White House also has come out and said I believe that they're not supporting this legislation. So are these bills not going to move forward likely, or is there any kind of real support in Congress?
That's sort of the $64 million question. I think the internet has spoken today and Congress has to answer. And it's sort of anybody's guess. We've heard encouraging things out of the House where Eric Cantor has confirmed that, you know, SOPA is not coming to the floor without consensus, and there's clearly not consensus right now. On the Senate, I don't know. Harry Reid is still planning to bring this to a cloture vote as the Senate's first order of business when they get back next week. So it's anybody's guess right now.
I mean, even if this doesn't work out, these bills don't get through, and even if they did, it sounds like the White House wouldn't support them. But do you expect there to be further efforts of this type in the future? There's no way content providers are going to allow so much piracy to continue as it has been.
You're right. I mean, this is going to have to be addressed. There are bigger issues here where you've kind of got the old economy meeting the new economy. And, you know, much like the movie studios thought the VCR was going to ruin their business, you know, we found a way to coexist in a way that helped both our businesses. You know, eventually we're going to have to get to that same kind of resolution here, where content is protected and technology is allowed to move forward. We've done it before, and hopefully we can do it again.
This open nature of the internet that we're experiencing now, could there be a day where we look back and remember it as being such? Are we likely to see some restrictions begin to be put in place in the upcoming years?
God, I hope not. You know, that is what has made the internet sort of the great equalizer, not just in our country, but, you know, you just look to the Arab Spring and look at what role the internet and social media played there. And there are a lot of other countries that want to shut it down or want to make different internets, one for each company or country. And, you know, that would be a really dark day for the global community if that were to happen. And certainly the U.S. should be standing firm in maintaining the internet as an open and free medium for everybody.
Well, it's certainly a strong demonstration today that got a lot of media attention. And we'll see what happens with these twin bills moving forward. Maura Corbett, spokesperson for Net Coalition, which does represent global internet and technology companies. Maura, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
You too. Coming up next, we're about to try using pesticide on our apples here in Michigan. That is, it's unregistered. It's actually something that has not been done and is not being done in any other state. Why are we doing this? And could this be potentially very dangerous to us? We'll talk about that. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.